when you sit and you write songs, do you get lyrics that just come into your head, you write them down, or do you start playing chords and then the lyrics come along? How do you work?
A little bit of both. I found, though, that I find a bit of a melody on a guitar, and then I really start thinking about the lyrics, or more or less they kind of just come to me, and then I kind of create a composition, piece it all together, and voila, got a hit song.
And do you write better when you're happy or sad? When do you get your best inspiration?
I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, some of the greatest songs have been written in like a less than desirable points in life. Then again, some of the greatest songs I've written were in some of the most joyful moments in my life. I'm going to have to go with being happy.
Mm.
Yeah. Just because, I mean, love's all around us. It's everything. And I guess that's more of the message I want to spread.
What's the song you're most proud of writing? And what's the best lyric that you've written? You've gone, my word, that's a good lyric.
I mean, I have a couple. Sunbeam, the new single. There's a line that I really like, and it really goes well with the song and kind of as a great reflection on my life right now, where the line goes, is this cinema or am I in my dreams? And I mean, sometimes I just wake up and I'm thinking, like pinching myself, you know, slapping myself a little bit. Is this real? Like, because I find that I have a really great life at the moment. I'm in love and I've never been happier. And
you're filming this, aren't you? You got that now on camera.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that's a good reflection of my life, and I'm really proud of that lyric. Is this cinema or am I my dreams?
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of trying to think of an album name, and a lot of times you go with, like, the single. I mean, that's pretty common, but, you know, is this cinema? I thought that was a great, great way to, I don't know, just reflect the well-roundedness of the album, because I guess life is like a movie.
Yeah, and a very good one for you at the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
It's nice.
Two thumbs up.
I tell you what, it's nice to have people that are happy, because you give off, actually, because you're got a great smile, by the way, and she got good teeth. We were saying about her great teeth, but you give off a really positive energy when you came in. You know, it's really, you can feel that you're happy.
Ah, thanks. I'm buzzing a little bit from the coffee you gave me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
A bit strong.
Well, you did that. You said don't put too much milk in it, so I thought, well, I won't do. Well, not. Are you going to be touring this album?
I'd like to do that. Yeah, I think, like I was telling you, the last few months have been a bit rough, you know, with the music side of it. We had a bit of bad luck, but, you know, we made do and ended up with a great product and a great album. Well, at this point, I'm kind of looking at the band as a hobby. And at the moment, you know, it's nice to make money and everything, but I'm kind of just seeing, I guess, where that takes me. I haven't really made too much money from it. So that's kind of where Olivia Rhody sings. That's where that kind of comes in, because that's where I make my money, singing the covers. But you know, that's a really tough thing, because I'm not a businesswoman, I'm an artist, and I always want to like hook people up, and but then at the end of the day, if I'm hooking people up, I'm the one not necessarily suffering, but then you'll find me at Lidl or Poundland. Yeah. You know,
that's what happens.
I mean, I'd rather be like down there in what is it, Soho or Covent Gardens, you know, in those designer shops. But so yeah, buy the album so I can stop shopping at Poundland.
And it's good karma as well. You put out good stuff. You got universe has got to give you something.
Yeah, put out good stuff, and hopefully it'll come back in full.
Now we're going to play a track from this album, which is Sapphire Road on the Run, which is the previous album.
Yes, that's our last album.
And what track are we playing from this one?
We're going to play our single from On the Run. It's called Runaway Child. And you guys can find a great music video on YouTube starring American professional skateboarder Nora Vasconcelos. It's a great tune. It's different. It's edgy and emotional. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think.